Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we trust you to bring your message forth. It's not my message, it's your message. And we ask that you feed us with the spiritual food in your word. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 16:25-27, the message. All of our praise rises to the one who is strong enough to make you strong, exactly as preached in Jesus Christ, precisely as revealed in the mystery kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God, who got all this started down to the final detail. All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God. Yes. Now, what is preached in Jesus Christ? It's the good news, the gospel. In Galatians 1 verse 8, we are warned in NLT. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preached to you. So the only good news that we can preach is that contained in the four synoptic gospels in the New Testament of the Bible. The only angels that were from heaven, that have been thrown out of heaven, are the demons, and those are the only ones that would want to preach a different gospel. So please beware. A good example to follow is the Berean Christians in Acts 17, verse 10-12, NLT. That very night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. When they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. As a result, many Jews believed, as did many of the prominent Greek women and men. And so checking whatever anyone says against the scriptures is very important. Even this message that you are listening to now, check it against the scriptures. This good news, the gospel, was first prophesied by God himself in Genesis 3, verse 15, Amplified Classic. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise and tread your head underfoot, and you will lie in wait and bruise his heel. And so there, the physical damage that the devil would do to Jesus, bruising his heel, but the complete and utter spiritual victory where Jesus would bruise his head underfoot. So that was what was prophesied at the time of the fall. The plan of salvation was put into place the minute sin came into the world. This good news is reflected in Galatians 4, verse 4-7, Amplified. But when in God's plan the proper time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the regulations of the law, so that he might redeem and liberate those who were under the law, that we, who believe, might be adopted as sons, as God's children with all rights, as fully grown members of a family. And because you really are his sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave or bondservant, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through the gracious act of God, through Christ. Remember, the Bible often uses male, where it applies to both. Son means daughter as well. And so we are not merely servants. We are not just servants who have chosen to remain servants, as a bondservant is. But we are children of God. We are adopted into that holy family. Isaiah was another one to prophesy the gospel of salvation. In Isaiah 49, verse 5-6, the message. And now, God says, this God who took me in hand from the moment of birth to be his servant, to bring Jacob back home to him, to set a reunion for Israel, what an honor for me in God's eyes, that God should be my strength. He says, but that's not a big enough job for my servant, just to recover the tribes of Jacob, merely to round up the strays of Israel. I'm setting you up as a light for the nations, so that my salvation becomes global. So you can see it is for everybody. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that's everybody, the whole world. Another scripture in John is John 1, verse 9 to 12, Amplified. There it was, the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which, coming into the world, enlightens everyone. He, that's Christ, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, that which belonged to him, his world, his creation, his possession, and those who were his own people, the Jewish nation, did not receive and welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God, that is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. That is a well-known scripture, but let's not lose sight of the fact that Jesus came to bring light into the world. And he did so by becoming a human being. He was fully God, but he took the limitations of being fully man. And it's not our doing, it's God's doing, as in Hebrews 12 verse 2 NLT. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. So Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He initiated our faith and he perfects it. So our faith is not our job description, it's God's job description. And we simply hang on to Jesus. Do not let go, no matter what happens, no matter what you face in life. Just cling to Jesus. It's the only way. And if you're wondering why I always encourage you to shine your light, it's based on the following scriptures. Genesis 1 verse 3 NLT. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Also in 1 John 1 verse 5 to 7 NLT. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so as the moon reflects the sun's light, S-U-N, let us reflect the sun's light, S-O-N, that is, the Son of God. So, shine your light.